This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Scientists have genetically engineered a so-called marathon mouse. This is a super rodent that's stronger, faster, and more energetic than normal mice. Even more amazing, these uber mice seem to stay in top physical condition without exercising or getting onto a low-fat diet. Observers are both excited and somewhat apprehensive about what these genetic advances could mean for people. Joining us now to talk of mice and men, Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, what did researchers do?
It's interesting. Imagine if you, Alex, you could eat all you want, you could sit on your couch, you could not exercise, and yet you have the lean body and stamina of a marathon runner. Well, that's what these researchers have created. By altering the genetic makeup of a mouse gene, this mouse that they've altered runs for about an hour longer than your average mouse. They can eat all the high-caloric, high-fat food that, you know, we normally associated with getting fat and out of shape, and yet they don't have to do any exercise to stay in shape, and they can run these long distances without tiring.
What is the trick? What are they doing?
Well, they have tweaked a gene in the mouse that spurs the growth of a muscle that doesn't get tired, with their so-called slow-twitch muscles. Now, imagine your heart. Your heart muscle never gets really tired of beating. It's a normal heart. And imagine your diaphragm. You don't get tired of breathing. You don't have to take a break. If you did, you know what would happen. Well, this is because these muscles contain slow twitch muscles. So this gene that has been tweaked was tweaked in the mice to produce an abundance of these slow twitch muscles in other places in the mice, so that these muscles burn fat faster, they resist fatigue, and it's the kind of muscle that long-distance runners try to create when they work out. Except here, the gene makes the mouse body make that kind of muscle without any need to exercise. So, you know, the mice can stay lean, they can burn up the calories, they can stay fit from birth. They never have to get in shape. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I want, Alex.
Ira, this can't be about mice, right? I mean, these scientists, they're learning something that could perhaps be applied to humans someday if we really want to genetically modify humans.
Yes, we're not talking about another mouse Olympics here. What we're talking about is someday possibly applying this to people. We might see drugs developed that mimic what the gene does. As far as the Olympics go, we can be sure that if this certainly happens, if we can come up with a drug like this, it's not going to be accepted like the other performance-enhancing drugs are not. But it might help cure a lot of other diseases we normally attribute to being overweight, for example, like diabetes. Yeah, but you got to remember, this is going to take years and years to prove out, first in the mouse model, and then perhaps find its way to humans if it ever does. So I don't think we'll be seeing it anytime soon. Till then, it's back to the treadmill.
Science aside, Ira, what do these researchers actually think about the prospect of genetically putting something like this into humans? I mean, is this something that we're ready to do?
Not yet. We've just seen the first examples of a few mouse experiments. We don't know what the side effects are. We don't know how long these mice will stay healthy. We don't know what's going to happen during the whole lifespan of these mice. So there's a lot of research that has to be done first in mice, and then possibly looking into creating not genetic engineering of people, but creating these drugs that might mimic what the gene does in the mice. And that's years, 5-10 years away, I'd say at least.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday and regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Ira, thank you for that.
Thank you.